All right, we're joined now by three members of the Knoxville Girls Golf Team, Amy Sullivan, Faith Rosaboom, and Nicole Kusatz. And ladies, thanks for joining us. And Amy, I'll start with you, the senior. How's things going with the team this year, and how's your game going so far?
Things are going really good so far. With the team this year, we're really happy with how we're playing, and it's really a fun environment, and we're really competitive with each other. It's always a surprise who's going to win. We never know. We always ask our coach, how are they doing? Hoping we're doing better.
What kind of things, Nicole, are you looking at your game? What kind of things have you improved on this year so far?
I've improved a lot on my short game. I've noticed that my putts are a lot more accurate, and so are my chips, so that saves me a lot of strokes.
Now, Coach said you could really hit the ball pretty far, but the accuracy is what you need to work on. And he says that's been improving. What have you done to improve the accuracy on your drives?
So for my drives, we've been working on that a little bit, maybe slowing down my swing a little bit. And then for irons, bringing the swing thought to having it closer to my body so I'm not reaching so far.
And Faith, what about you? You're the freshman, and this has been what's it been like out there with you and first time in high school and just playing with all these ladies?
It's a lot of fun. It's a really good environment. I think Hayden Hudson makes it a lot more fun because I don't know, but I've improved on my chipping and putting and my short game as well, like Nicole said.
And what about you, Amy? Where have you been improving on here this season?
For sure my short game. I mean, that always could have some improvement. But I think consistency with contact on my irons and then my fairway woods are where I've improved the most.
Now, I got to ask, a year ago we weren't doing anything, and I remember talking to you, Amy, about how disappointing it was not to be out on the links. Just a question for all of you. I'll start with Amy. What's it like coming back here when last year you were sitting at home, maybe you were able to get out once in a while on a golf course?
It's so exciting to be out here and be competing because it's hard to compete with yourself mentally because it's a game between your ears. So when you have someone you're playing against, it really pushes you to do better.
Faith, what about you? I know as a freshman, weren't scheduled to be on the team last year, but you were probably looking forward just to watch these girls and kind of see them compete.
Yeah, I usually just played with close family. I never really had any friends to play with, so it's a lot of fun to change that up a little bit.
Nicole, what about you? It's been, pretty exciting comeback.
Yeah, that whole quarantine, it was a little boring staying at home and not being able to get out and have fun with friends and other people and meet new people. You meet new people every meet, so it's pretty fun.
Yeah, Amy talked about the mental game, and I know, Amy, mental game is huge for you and, everybody here at the table, but, how big is that when you're gone out there on the course and you know that possibly, your playing partner from your other team might have just hit a good shot and you're thinking, okay, I got to get out of the sand trap here. How do you block that all that out to focus on what you're doing?
Well, if I had a bad previous shot or a bad previous hole, you have to forget about it and you have to think about your next shot because your next shot is the most important shot. So you just need to focus what you're doing at the moment, and that'll help you a lot.
Faith, what about you, the mental game? How important is that for you knowing that this is your first go-around in high school golf?
Yeah, I agree with Amy. I don't usually get too frustrated when I hit bad shots. I usually try to laugh it off and just think about my next shot. But just mostly, Amy said, focusing on your shot there.
Nicole, what about you? As far as the mental game, how's that going for you?
I am personally working on mine. I'm also in shooting right now, so it kind of portrays with both. I'm working on not getting as frustrated with bad shots, just kind of what Faith does, laugh them off and think about the next one.
And you mentioned you're in the shooting, the shooting team. How different is that from, golf mentally, or is it kind of the same thing, if you miss a target, gone to the next one type of thing?
Yeah, the mental game, people don't realize how hard it is up there. They think it's just, you go up there and shoot, and it's really a mind game between your ears. Like, it's crazy.
All right, last question around the table here. What is the big goal, Amy, either for yourself or for the team, when the season is over with here and hopefully maybe a month or so?
The biggest goal is state. We really think we have a good chance to go as a team. And if we don't happen to make it as a team, we'd love to take multiple individuals to state.
All right, Faith, what about you? Goal, the same thing?
The same thing with state, but also, like, consistently shooting in the 40s or, like, below 50.
Nicole, what about you? Is that all in agreement here?
Yeah, and then just making sure that we're all having fun. That's the most important part about this game.
All right. Knoxville Girls Golf members, Amy Sullivan, Faith Rosenboom, and Nicole Kusatz, thanks a lot for joining us.